Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. And this week, we introduce you to another finalist. Yeah, as we heard during our countdown, the Princess K on Monday.
So my name is Elizabeth Kudrin. I'm the daughter of Ron and Jennifer Kudrin, and I'm proudly representing Redwood County as a finalist for the 73rd Princess K of the Milky Way. And I'm excited to share a little bit about my dairy story and the Princess K program. I grew up on my family's farm where we milked around 90 Holsteins up until 2012, and since have transitioned to custom raising heifers, which essentially means the young cows get to come and have a long sleepover at our farm until they go back to the owner's farm. I also grew up showing dairy cows at the county and state 4-H level and found a love for the dairy community.
You know, you talk about your background and your connection there and how you kind of described it too, a long sleepover. I'm sure you have to use like analogies like that, especially when you talk to kids or maybe those outside of agriculture to help them with that understanding, correct?
The custom raising heifers is a very industry-specific word, so I'm trying to get better about making things a little bit more understanding for people that might not know.
Elizabeth, was this always on your radar? You wanted to be a possible Princess K?
Well, growing up around the dairy industry, Princess K is something that I kind of always knew about. I really became aware of it when I started going to the state fair for 4-H and such. I never thought it'd be something possible for me, but it was like a dream come true.
Elizabeth, talk about that day in May where they heard the hold the virtual May event. What was that day like, and how did you kind of follow along, and how did you realize, you know, when you do those introductions that hey, they're talking about me and I'm one of the finalists?
So we were sitting in the family room. Me and most of my family were here. And when I realized that it was me, I was so, so incredibly excited and grateful. I thought about all the people that helped me get to this point in the dairy community. And it was one of those moments that really didn't feel real at first. Growing up, it's always something I looked up to, and it felt really special. And yeah, I'm so excited for the opportunity.
You mentioned 73rd year. It's got to be, you know, tradition is a big thing, obviously. It's so cool. And why do you feel it's still, what would you say, valid to have a Princess K nowadays, you know, 72 years later? Why is it so important to have somebody advocating for dairy?
Yeah, Princess K helps tell the story of Minnesota dairy farmers and the hard work that they do to produce the wholesome dairy products. And I think that's such an important role to have. And it also gives young people in agriculture someone to look up to, like I did when I was younger. And it encourages people to become active in the dairy community.
Elizabeth, go ahead.
And I believe that Princess K has the chance to build connections and strengthen agriculture through every conversation.
What would you say is your strength in building? Do you like talking to maybe kids more or other adults would you say young adults your own age? Or where do you think you connect best at?
I think I connect best with the little kids. One of my favorite things to do is, like, when I was young, I looked up to, like, even the county dairy princesses in my area, and I wanted to be just like them. And I remember I always asked, can I wear your crown? So I like to let the little girls that come up to me and ask me about how I'm a princess and all of that tell them about my dairy story, and then sometimes I let them try on my crown too.
What's your summer all entail? Is it busy? I'm sure on the county level, representing your county's dairy princess.
Yeah, so I'm partaking in, like, the usual county events, parades, and actually tonight is our Redwood County Dairy Night at the ballpark. So we hand out dairy trinkets, do some dairy trivia in between innings, and do rip your floats. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then Since I was named a finalist, I've been also asked to do a few other events as well. So actually today as well, I'm going to a bank opening and connecting with consumers and handing out ice cream. And then I also had the opportunity to attend the Minnesota Holstein Show in Pipestone and hand out awards. So far this summer has been unforgettable, and I can't wait to see what else is in store.
Sounds very busy. I guess final question, have you made plans for the Butterhead yet?
I have not. I think that's like the million-dollar question that everybody keeps asking of, what are you going to do with 90 pounds of butter? And I would definitely like to give back to the dairy community in some way with all of that butter. I'm just not quite sure what that is yet.
And I guess I should add, too, just finding out, you know, more about you outside of the Crown as well. What are you up to? Are you going to school? Are you working? What are you looking at as far as your career goes?
Yeah. So I just finished my second year at South Dakota State University, double majoring in animal science with an industry relations specialization and agriculture science with a minor in ag business and marketing. So my career goal would be to stay within the dairy community and hopefully work in ag marketing and communications.
We'll find out more about another finalist for Princess K of the Milky Way coming up on Monday at 12:45, and that's brought to you by AMPI. That is a look at your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each Saturday morning by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Check out your favorite trailer, whether it's a deck over, maybe a flatbed, maybe you're looking for a fifth wheel, enclosed trailer, and more. They do trailer repair and service all at Midsoda. Stop on in right off I-94 in Avon. Have a great weekend.